Governor Kay Ivey wants Alabama to join a handful of states that require some able-bodied Medicaid recipients to work or go to school. Supporters say that could save money, cut unemployment, and improve health care as people switch to private insurance. But when the Alabama Medicaid Agency held a hearing in the plan yesterday, the crowd disagreed. WBHM's Dan Carson reports.
A dozen people at the Hoover Public Library took the podium, and every speaker criticized the proposed Medicaid changes. Pediatric neuropsychologist Joe Ackerson wanted the crowd of more than 50 to know where he was coming from.
I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. I'm a scientist and I'm a doctor. I'm here to talk on behalf of my patients and people with disabilities that depend upon Medicaid for their very survival.
He talked about low-income patients or the people caring for them who can't work, adding,
as a decent society, we pay taxes in order to help those people that need extra help to get by. It's the Judeo-Christian thing to do. It is the proper, right, moral, ethical thing for people to do.
Leanne Webb says she suffered from health problems, and she worries enforcing the requirement wouldn't even save money.
Doing all that work, all those people, I don't see it ever becoming budget neutral.
This was the last of two public hearings in the state, but people can still comment by mail and through the Alabama Medicaid Agency website until April 2nd. All comments become part of Alabama's application for a federal waiver to try the proposed changes for 5 years. Alabama has more than 1 million Medicaid enrollees, and more than half of them are children. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.